let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A timely story, a daughter of Nature Isle, the true story of an illegal American immigrant, traces the troubled journey of a young woman from Eastern Caribbean island of her beloved country as she seeks a better life for herself and her children. In this poignant memoir of courage, tenacity, and a stubborn conviction that we all can achieve our dreams if we try hard enough, the author Agnes Hunt takes us to the exotic Caribbean islands, giving us an insider's view of life in a paradise racked with poverty. After illegally immigrating to Canada, she lands in a shelter to have her second child and finds herself in an abusive marriage. She tells a harrowing story of hiring human smugglers to get her into the United States illegally and of the ultimate triumph as she finds love in a second marriage and becomes an American citizen in September of 2008. Agnes Hunt, author of Daughter of Nature Isle, the true story of an illegal immigrant, is our guest on This Week in America. Agnes, welcome to the program. It's such a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
I want to talk about the inspiration for writing this book, because this story will be beneficial to so many people, and also for others, it will give us a chance to sort of go inside someone who has gone through this immigration process. It makes it come to life. It gives us a face to a story that so many of us really can't relate to. What was the inspiration in writing this book?
Okay, well, my inspiration is to share, you know, my story, to try to encourage other women that's living here illegal or living here without their papers, to let them know that even you are in this country and you doesn't have a papers and you're an illegal immigrant, you are not allowed to get abused. Because when abuse come my way, I walk away. Even I didn't have papers, I say, I'm not going to tolerate it. I'm going to walk away. So I want to inspire other women, you understand, to let them know that America is the land of opportunity. You come here to better yourself. You work hard at it. You will make it in this country. Definitely, because I'm a living example that I made it in this country, land of opportunity.
You have, and you went through so much to get here.
Oh, yes.
And people will read the story and hear the story and wonder, how did you keep going? There were so many times it would have been easy just to say, this is my lot in life. I need to accept it.
My faith in God. My faith in God. I watched John Hagee, and I remember I was in Canada, and I think it's the same day, Princess Diana funeral, and I was watching John Hagee, and John Hagee say, if you are in a relationship abuse mentally or physically, you need to run and run fast. And that was my inspiration. And I decided, you know what? I'm not going to stay. I deserve better than that. And I have to be treated, you know, as the queen that I am.
Well, exactly.
You know, I come from a beautiful country.
Exactly. And that's exactly what you've done to turn your life around.
Yes, I did.
What was it like emotionally for you to tell this story, to go back and to relive some of these dark experiences in your life? Was it difficult for you to go back and to live through those again so you can share them?
Very, very, because the guy, the ghostwriter who did my book, we sit on for hours and telling him the story, certain times I get emotional, you know, and he say, okay, take it easy, take a break, you know, he understand, you know, just talking about it is hard, you know, and it bring back flashes and memories of what I've been through. But you know what, I trust in God and I have faith, and I say my story, telling my story to someone else will help them. Oh, yes.
I see your passion in being able to tell the story. Talk about the happiness that being an author brings you. You're able to take your story that has a great ending and share it with other people to give them the motivation so they don't hit that dead-end street that you were on. How pleasant is this for you that you're sharing and helping other people? Many people that you'll never even come across that are reading your book all around the world, and you will help them. That has to be quite rewarding.
Oh, yes. It's a joy. It's a joy and a pleasure, you know, to tell my story. And people that buy the book so far, and they tell me, oh, my God, I never know you've been through all that. You're such a strong woman. You know, you have faith. And, you know, my faith and my strength. And, you know, I know that in my mind that one day, things will get better. And I used to pray and ask God, help me, give me the opportunity, and I will do better. And I did, and I came here, and I work hard. You know, I did construction. I take care of dogs. I paint. I clean pool. I cut grass. Yeah, I did everything. Yeah, I work hard. And what? And now, living the American dream, it pay off hard work and dedication. And I am so grateful for this land. America give me the platform, you know, to tell my story.
Yes.
You know, to go through my struggles and came here and to live the American dream and know that wherever I come from and I come here, I'll get an opportunity. And I give, you know, utmost respect to America.
Agnes Hunt is our guest on the program. She's the author of the book, A Daughter of Nature Isle, The True Story of an Illegal American Immigrant. The book's available wherever books are sold, at Amazon, of course, all the usual places. As I'm looking through the book, reading the book, this book really appeals, I would think, to a very broad audience. Was there a target audience you wanted to reach? Or, as I said in the beginning, there are situations where people are going through what you went through, but for others who are not, it gives us a view of what people, immigrants, go through. Is sort of in the mind what you go through to strive for a better life. I'm thinking this book could be read by anybody and they could get something out of it.
Yes. But basically, most, I guess, because I'm a woman, so I kind of, you know, want to tell the story to women, which we know, you know, men, guys, boys, kids, I illegal immigrant too. But as a woman, you understand, I just want to let the women know you could be strong. Because that husband we talk about I had in Canada, I remember one time he took me to a strip club and he said, you don't have no papers, so here you're going to go dance to make money. And I walk away. I walk away and I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to keep my dignity. And he left me. He left me down in the city of Montreal. And I walk and I met a guy and I say, hey, I'm going through some struggle. My husband just left me. I have no money. And I explained to him my situation. He buy tokens for me to get on the train and gave me money and send me home. So as an illegal immigrant, I stand my ground and say, no, I'm not going to do illegal stuff. And I'm not going to do stuff that degrading to my body. I'm going to stand up and be strong.
And that attitude paid off so well. You didn't. You're here today as a role model for so many people going through situations, because it would have been pretty easy to give in and say, okay, I guess this is what I have to do. You said, no, I'm not doing that. And you lived your life and you're living your life now. This has to be so rewarding. And then on top of that, being able to help other people.
Yes. And then, to just say no and keep saying no. And no is no. And I wasn't going to tolerate that. And the thing is, now that husband I had in Canada, he wasn't abusing me physically, but he was abusing me mentally. He would say to me, oh, you don't have your paper, so you don't have a choice. You got to do this. I'm not going to give you the paper if you don't do this. So he used to use that, you know, against me.
Yes.
And I decide, no, I wasn't going to take it. No, you're not going to bully me. No.
You know, that's
and
so interesting.
And how I was raised, I like, no, I'm going to walk away.
Well, two interesting things here. So often we think of abusive behavior as being physical. This was not. It was just as abusive as physical, but it wasn't physical. And let's talk about your family. Where did you get this fight, this determination, the self-confidence that, no, this is not right, and I'm not going to tolerate it? Where did that come from?
That come from a woman by the name of Camille Gussie. That's my mom. She has 9 kids, 7 girls and 2 boys, and she always tell us, do not let a man abuse you, because she was abused as a young woman with a husband, beat her. And she always tell us, if a man hits you one time, you got to leave. Because if you stay, he's going to keep doing it over and over. And in Canada, when I would call my mom and share my experience with her, she tell me, honey, you got to go. Don't stay. Don't stay. You deserve better than that. So my mom, and she always teach us to be strong, be independent, have your own. And I believe that, and I implement that into my struggles.
I mentioned in the beginning that you were able to hire human smugglers to get you into the United States. We hear that, we see that, where people get into the U.S. by hiring human smugglers. Just very briefly, what was that like to go through that process, finding somebody, paying somebody, and hoping that it was going to turn out like you thought it was going to?
Remember, the first time it did not turn out right. The first time we tried, and then the immigration came after us, so we run. Thanks God they didn't catch us. And we try again. The faith that I have and I believe in, you try. First time it didn't work, you try again. And I try the second time and I get through.
After all of this, take me back to September of 2008 when you become a U.S. citizen.
And I'm sure that was so emotional.
I can imagine. What was that like that day when you stood there and you realized what was happening to you? That you, Agnes, you made it. What was it like when that realization hit you?
Okay, I cry and then I talk to myself and I say, wow, a little girl from Wesley Woodford Hill, Dominica, Commonwealth of Dominica, such a small country that a lot of people in the world or in the United States has never heard about. And I made it. And I was like, yes, I feel proud of myself and proud for my country. I represent my country. And I said, thank you, America. I had the flag holding. And I was like, wow, I did it. I did it. And it's an accomplishment. I was very proud of myself.
And you should be. All of that story is in Agnes's book, A Daughter of Nature, Isle, the True Story of an Illegal American Immigrant. It's available at Amazon, all of the usual places. As people share this story with maybe younger readers, younger teenagers, younger children, that type of thing, talk about the importance of that, because that's a young age where if young people fully understand, they grow up with different attitudes maybe than their parents did even.
Yeah, amen. Definitely, definitely. Well, you know, I'm a 80s and 90s baby. So I grew up with, you know, like, you know, it's just stronger values, you know, certain things that your parents instill in you. You got to do that. You got to do that. Remember your values and your morals that you know, you was grew up with. So, you know, those things, I travel with them. And I always remember that the things that, you know, my mom said and my dad would say, you know, as a woman, you know, you have to be strong and you got to say no. And, you know, stand up for yourself. And as the young people here, I want to tell them, if you're in a relationship and someone is abusing you, you don't have to stay. And they're going to mess with your mind mentally, because that ex-husband of mine, he used to tell me, oh, nobody not going to want you because you don't have papers, you this, you that. You know, he used to tell me those things. And a certain time you believe them. But when I talk to mom and I read the Bible and listen to John Hagee, that's my favorite pastor, John Hagee. And one day I would like to visit John Hagee because he was very inspiration to me. And I listened to him and he said, no, don't let them mess with your mind. You deserve better than that. You got to go and you got to go fast. Because that's a toxic relationship. You mess with my mind. Don't let nobody, young people, mess with your mind. You have papers or you doesn't have papers, you got to go. Because one thing, he used to tell me that, oh, if you call the immigration and complain about the way I treat you or the things I tell you to do, they will deport you. And that's not true. Abuse, they will look out for you. So I want to tell the young people, or women, or men, if you become, it do have men that's in the relationship too. The women have the papers, they doesn't have papers, and they manipulate you or bully you. No, you don't have to stay. You got to go. You got to go. And you will find help and trust in God and have faith.
And I think it all starts, there's so much power in the message that you just gave there. And in the book is called A Daughter of Natural Isle.
Nature Isle.
The True Story of an Illegal American Immigrant is, don't let anybody tell you you're not equal to me. You are, and there are things that you can do, which you point out in the book, and it's so important, especially at an early age, to get that message. Boy, time is going by so quickly. A few minutes left in the program. What do you hope your book accomplishes? What do you hope when you tell the story and people read the story that they come away with?
Yes. Number one, what I would like them to know, that this country in America is not here to hurt us. This country is here to better us and to help ourselves, to help yourself. And I just want to say thank you to America for giving me the opportunity, accepting me, how I was, and make me what I am today. I in my country, I did not have a high school diploma. When I come in this country, I went to American High in Miami, graduate in Hialeah, graduate with a diploma, high school diploma in America. Then right now I have my business, Silky's Group Home, and I'm doing okay and living the American dream. So I just want to tell people, have faith and trust in God, and your dreams will come true. It takes years, a lot of years, but my dream come true. And I would like this to turn into a movie.
That would be, I was just going to say, this is a very visual story. We can see this unfold as we're reading your story, A Daughter of Nature Isle. What are the chances this could be a movie? Because this would, this would be very powerful.
Listening to me, Oprah, Tyler Perry, whoever, Ellen DeGeneres, contact me and we're going to turn it into a movie. And it will be number one.
You know, and this gives us, again, a different perspective. There's so much talk about immigration. Who do we want to let into the country, not let into the country? You came here. You're probably pro more America than many people who have lived here their entire lives, because you appreciate what you have here.
Very much.
You are a talented writer as well. Are you working on anything else now?
I'm not right now. Not right now. I'm just trying to promote the book and put it out on the mainstream, you know, let people get to know about it, contact me, and then we could go from there. And then you see the love of my country, beautiful Dominica, and I just want to let people know I'm from Dominica, the West Indies, the Caribbean. Okay, a lot of people get confused with Dominica and Dominica Republic. I'm from Dominica, the nature isle of the Caribbean, and we have 365 beaches there. And in the back, you see, proud to be a U.S. citizen, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes.
By the way, the
yes.
YouTube version of this is up on This Week in America YouTube. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and do videos, you'll see that. And Agnes is there. She's got the book cover. She's got that's a nice hooded sweatshirt you have on there, too, with the home country, isn't it? Yes.
Yes, the book right here and the title of my book. And then in the back, you see my country flag.
Oh, yes.
So proud to be a Dominican.
Well, a minute or so left here. What kind of feedback have you been getting? And I know when you write a book, you get a lot of people that read it that you never hear from, but they're touched by it because they're picking it up in various parts of the country or various parts of the world, as they will be as they listen to this interview. But from those who have responded, all of the reviews are excellent. 5-star reviews, family, friends. Mm-hmm. What kind of feedback are you getting?
Okay, I get feedback from women, a lot of women telling me, well, honey, what I'm going through, reading your book gonna make me, I'm not gonna give up, because you've been through so much and you never give up and look at where you are today. So they're like, wow. You know, it's so inspirational and it's a blessing to write the book. And I would like to go on a book tour, you know, but because of the COVID or what's going on, you know, we just have to, you know, be safe and just take our time and take it easy. But that would be my dream, to go to, you know, different parts of the world to, you know, my book and stuff.
Well, it's a powerful message and so well presented. So I guess we just do a virtual press tour like this until things clear up here too. But it's interesting. An inspiration for you is John Hagee. And I'm thinking, as you're talking, you're sort of John Hagee to a lot of other people out there, a lot of women who will be getting this message from you. It's just that it's amazing what you've been able to do with your life, what you had to go through, but now how you're able to break through so many women and to guide them in the right direction.
Grace and grace. You know, first we have to, the grace of God. Faith in God, you know, that helps a lot too. And just, you know, I'm not a quitter. My parents raised me up. You can't quit. You know, you fall, you get up, and you got to make it work, you know? And that's just the attitude I have in life.
Well, we see,
you know,
that
I'm
attitude.
I'm a strong person. I'm not giving up. One day, I always believe one day things will get better.
And
that's
as
what
you,
I'm really, you know, take me through the struggles I've been through.
Yes, and you didn't give up, and there were many times you could have said, okay, I guess I have to give up. This is my life. And Agnes did not give up, and here she is today with a...
She had a lot of tears, sleepless night, cry, sleepless night, but I just used to pray. I used to pray and pray and pray and cry. And then in the end, those tears is victorious now.
Yes. Those prayers were answered, and it all unfolds in Agnes's book, A Daughter of Nature Isle, the true story of an illegal American immigrant. Agnes Hunt is the author and our guest. The book's available at Amazon, all of the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly, get information on Agnes and the book. Agnes, it's been a pleasure. I love your passion, your enthusiasm for sharing this message with other people. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Looking forward to hear from you and work with you even more, where we could be live in the studio.
We'd love to do that. I can't wait for that day to happen, and hopefully soon we can do that.
Appreciate you.
Agnes Hunt, thank you. Our guest, author of the book, A Daughter of Nature, Isle, the true story of an illegal American immigrant. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.